The psalm this morning in our daily reading is Psalm 118, and I'm going to be working with verses 24 through 29. And the Message Bible says, "This is the very day God acted. Let's celebrate and be festive. Salvation now, God. Salvation now. Oh, yes, God, a free and full life. Blessed are you who enter in God's name. From God's house we bless you. God is God. He has bathed us in light, festooned the shrine with garlands, hanging colored banners above the altar. You're my God, and I thank you. Oh, my God, I lift high your praise. Thank God, he is so good, and his love never quits."
Amen.
In the King James, it says it over and over and over and over again in this psalm. His love never quits. Never, never, never quits. Where it says in the Message, "God is God, he has bathed us in light, festooned the shrine with garlands, hang colored banners above the altar." Well, every now and then, Peterson misses it. Because he didn't include what the King James says. On this verse, he really didn't. That doesn't happen too often. Usually he says it and explains it over and above King James. But in the King James, verse 27 reads, "God is the Lord, which has shown us light." Amen. Well, he got that part right, okay? But then it goes on to say, "Bind the sacrifice with cords, even unto the horns of the altar." Who was bound to the altar for us?
Jesus.
Who was bound with cords? Right.
Jesus
was bound. But then we go a step deeper, and we're seeing that God is also asking us to be a sacrifice, live a sacrifice life. So as we read it in King James, we see Jesus there. But then as we identify with Jesus, we also are bound to that altar, living for God. Let's sacrifice our lives. Let's live a life, sacrifice to him, that we might bring him glory. Matthew Henry says, "We will rejoice and be glad in the Lord's day. Not only that such a day is appointed, but in the occasion of it, Christ becoming the head. Sabbath days ought to be rejoicing days. Then they are to us as the days of heaven. Let this Savior be my Savior, my ruler. Let my soul prosper and be in health in that peace and righteousness which his government brings. Let me have victory over the lusts that war against my soul, and let divine grace subdue my heart. The duty which the Lord has made brings light with it, true light. The duty this privilege calls for is here set forth. The sacrifice we are to offer to God in gratitude for redeeming love are ourselves. We are the sacrifice in love and thanksgiving to him." He goes on to say, "Not to be slain upon the altar, but living sacrifices, to be bound to the altar, spiritual sacrifices of prayer and praise in which our hearts must be engaged." Amen, amen, amen. When we're doing that, we don't have to worry about sin. We're praising God. Well, we're praying. We don't have to worry about sin. We are right smack dab in the middle of his will. Amen. The psalmist praises God and calls upon all about him to give thanks to God for the glad tidings of great joy to all people, that there is a Redeemer, even Christ the Lord. In him, the covenant of grace is made sure and everlasting. Then I turn to J. Vernon McGee. And he preciously says, "My friend, I wish I could somehow express to you the fact that you and I ought to praise the Lord. In my flesh, I am cabined and contained and have all kinds of hang-ups. I wish I could open up like a flower and express my praise and thanksgiving to my God. Oh, my friend, to fall down and worship him, to praise his name and glorify him is all important. He loved us and gave himself for us. May our love today go out to him in adoration and praise. Isn't that absolutely precious? Isn't that what we want to do? But I just love the way he says, I'm cabined in. I'm like in a cabin, and I want to open up like a flower, just like a flower. Open it up to him in praise and adoration and thanksgiving. Let's stand and let's say these verses from the New International Version. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. O Lord, save us. O Lord, grant us success. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. From the house of the Lord, we bless you. The Lord is God, and he has made his light to shine upon us. With bows in hand, join in the festal procession up to the horns of the altar. You are my God, and I will give you thanks. You are my God, and I will exalt you. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Amen.